All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provide strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Hey, thank you very much for that wonderful standing ovation. Do appreciate it, everybody. Welcome. Ray Lucia here along with Bobby Wu, looking very Ivy League today.
Thank you, Ray.
Going to Harvard today, are you?
I'm a Princeton man myself.
A Princeton.
Yeah, my good friend actually was the captain of the football team there at Princeton for a year.
Do they actually play football at Princeton?
Well, it was more of a chess game. They didn't just, so barbaric.
Anyway, yeah. Welcome to the show. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number to call if you want to get on board. As I said to our TV viewers, we'll try to make some room for you today. We've been a little negligent on that, so we'll do our very, very best. Although the best way to get through, seriously, is to shoot me an email, raylucia.com. Just click on the Ask Ray button. We try to get to all of our emails later on in the program. And a great program scheduled for you today. Gene Pastula will be joining us by phone from the desert out in Southern California. I can't remember if it's Rancho Mirage or Palm Springs or Palm Desert or La Quinta or one of those. Indian Wells, that's where it is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's calling in from Indian Wells. He's got a brand new retirement place out there. Ah, you know what? He's a rich guy. He can afford to have a couple of joints, one in San Diego, one in Indian Wells. Wouldn't it be nice to have, like, you know, a place in Maui and Aspen and San Diego and Indian Wells?
Done. Let's do it.
Well, let's get Pastula to do it, because what's better than you buying it yourself is having a good buddy that you put on the radio every once in a while that has a nice place. All
very
right,
smart.
So we'll work
very
on that
smart.
With Gene. We don't tell him that until he calls in. Anyway, 844-RAY-SHOW, the number. Today, we start with the Retirement Confidence Survey to set the stage for when we do talk with Gene, because I've got a lot of questions for him on this. So sit back, folks. Relax. No, don't relax. Get all stressed out like me. The Ray Revolution starts right now. I don't understand why I've been stressed out lately. I shouldn't be. But I was telling Chris that I ate almost an entire pizza last night. I don't even get that. I ate about half of it. And then at about 11 o'clock last night when I was doing show prep, I knocked down a couple of more pieces. And I looked at the thing and I said, geez, I almost ate a whole pizza.
You lack discipline.
Telling you.
That's what happens when I get stressed. I'm a stress eater. A lot of people, they get stressed out and they lose weight. Not me.
I'd love to go that way, yeah.
Anyway, I just find this fascinating. The 2016 Retirement Confidence Survey fact sheet came in, and it finds that worker confidence about having enough money to live comfortably through retirement has remained relatively stable in 2016. So you read that line and you say, okay, well, retirement confidence is stable. But then you read the next line and you go, are you serious? Are you kidding me? 21% of workers are now very confident they will have enough money to live comfortably throughout their retirement years. 21%, one in five, that's it, are very confident. That stinks. Bragging about it because it compared to 22% in 2015, so it hasn't dropped all that much, but it was 18% in 2014. I don't know who the heck they're calling and asking about this, but I just find it really, really distressful that for workers, these aren't people that are retired. I'll get to that one in a second. These are people that are working toward retirement. And it tells you how dismal things have been over the last decade or two, in particular with respect to the middle class. And this is not a Republican or a Democrat. It's a Republican and a Democrat issue because the middle class has gotten totally hosed the last 20, 30 years. The super rich have gotten super richer. The poor have actually done a little tiny bit better because a lot of the benefits are made available to the poor. But the middle class has gotten totally screwed. Am I allowed to say that on the air? Yeah, it's true. Which is probably one of the reasons why Bernie Sanders and all the free stuff is resonating so much, because people are saying, I don't care how you're going to pay for it. And if it really screws my grandkids a lot more than me, well, so be it, because I need it now. And that short-sighted thinking is a tad bit frightening for those of us that have grandkids, by the way. But you can't pay for the stuff that burns. And by the way, Bernie's finished. Sorry, Bern. You're feeling the burn. You felt it in New York when Hillary destroyed you, right? So it looks like it's going to be Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton.
That'll be very entertaining.
What are you going to vote for? The least favorite person on planet Earth? Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? They're like neck and neck for least favorite.
That's the best reality show out
there.
I
know. It's going to be interesting. God help us. In either event, then they go over to the retiree confidence survey. So now they're talking to people that are actually retired. And they ask them about how confident they are about having a financially secure retirement. Now, these guys are in a little better shape. 39% are very confident about having enough money to live comfortably throughout their retirement years. That was up slightly from 37% in 2015 and 28% in 2014. Then I got thinking about that. That's still only one in three people are very, so you're retired. There's three of us down at the club, and only one of us is very confident we ain't going to be eating dog food in 10 or 15 or 20 years. That pretty much sucks too. And this speaks to why it is so critically important that you have some kind of a strategy, and why all of these people, and remember yesterday we talked about probability-based investing for your retirement income, and I know that I think it was this guy Goynton, who's a big financial dude, Michael Kitsis is another big financial dude. They've surveyed advisors, and some 75 or 80% of advisors advise their clients on the probability-based aspect of retirement planning distribution. English. In other words, do a systematic withdrawal from a well-diversified portfolio, and you have a high chance of success, meaning you're not going to run out of money. But that success is contingent upon a lot of different things. How long you're going to live. What if you outlive the life expectancy that they're forecasting? A lot of it has to do with whether or not the markets in the future will in any way resemble the markets in the past, even though they use these Monte Carlo simulators. But the Monte Carlo simulators simulate, you know, the last 50, 75 years of bond yields, which were double or triple what bond yields are today. So what can that mean looking forward? Can you rely on a 4% rule with 10-year treasury rates under 2%? And historically, they were somewhere between 4.5% and 6.5%. Call it 5. They're at 2. They're historically at 5. You do the math. Can you achieve the same level of results when interest rates are super low the way they are right now over the next 30 years in retirement, when there's probably a much higher likelihood that rates don't stay this low for the next 30 years? I don't know. Maybe they will. It could be luck of the draw. I was reading early this morning what Paul Merriman wrote on MarketWatch as a retire mentor, or whatever they call those guys. How come they haven't asked me to write for that? Probably because I'm not as good a writer as Paul.
You're a better speaker.
Yeah, I've been told that. Mm-hmm. Although I haven't really done any public speaking in the last couple of years. Maybe I'll get back doing that. I think I should do that again. That was fun.
I like it.
That was a lot of fun. My wife didn't like it because I was gone 145 days a year. But he wrote an excellent article on luck. I think I can find it here. I don't know if I'm going to have a chance to get into it today. But, yeah, he said, don't discount the impact of luck on your portfolio. And you should share this article with your financial planner because it paints a picture, a very, very scary picture or a very wonderful picture on retirement depending on the day you retired. Depending on where the cycle is, whether you experience a down cycle, like retiring in January of 2000, or an up cycle, if you retired in January of 1975. I mean, in one case, in 2000, you followed the greatest bull run in history. In particular, the last 3 years. And, you know, 96, 97, 98, 99, those were fantastic years for the stock market. But then you retired thinking everything's hunky-dory, and you get, boom, whacked with a three-year-in-a-row decline. And in 1975, the market had just dropped some 42, 45%. And you were beaten up, and from 1966 to 74, things were not all that rosy. But if you retired in 75, you enjoyed magnificent returns. We'll get a chance to talk about that later today, hopefully. Don't go away.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You know, so I was talking to my doctor the other day, and he says, unfortunately for you, you are a type A personality. I didn't know what that meant, but I think I have a pretty decent idea because, you know, I'm always stressed out about this or stressed out about that and who knows what. I've always been, you know, very energetic and taking on more projects than probably I should or can handle. Who knows? Who knows? He says you got to mellow out a little bit. Well, my buddy Gene Pastula is doing just that in Indian Wells. He's calling in for the program. Hey, Gene, how you doing today?
I'm mellowing out.
I think that's a good thing, my friend. I've been talking about the 2016 Retirement Confidence Survey, and in the context of a book that I wrote once upon a time that was all about retiring in comfort and safety. And I was reading this and it reminded me that most people are not retiring in both comfort and safety. The 2016 RCS finds that worker confidence about having enough money to live comfortably through retirement has remained relatively stable, but only 21% of workers are very confident they'll have enough money to live comfortably throughout retirement. That doesn't sound all that good to me. Only 1 in 5 people in America are very confident. And it begs the question, why? You're in the financial business. You guys need to make more of an impact. I know you are working desperately to try to do that, but unfortunately, the citizens of the country are not necessarily cooperating. A lot of that because they just don't know any better. What say you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm getting a feedback here.
Okay, well, just talk and don't listen.
Okay, I will do that. This is the type of statistic that I heard when I first entered the business 40 years ago. I think the difference is that it was like 10% 4 years ago. Now it's 20, did you say?
Yeah, it's 21%. And what's happened is it's getting a little bit better. But when I read this, I said to myself, what in the world is wrong with the entire financial services industry that they have not been able to communicate effectively the rationale for individuals to guarantee at least some of their retirement income so they don't have to face this potential crisis of not knowing whether or not they're going to run out of money before they croak. That's the point that I was trying to get to.
It's human nature that we look at the things that have most instant gratification or satisfy most instant needs. And so what happens is when you talk about finance and preparing for the future and and all the rest of it on the side. What you end up doing is, what they hear from you is,
call you right back. Hey, hang on a sec. Hang on a sec.
Every month.
Gino, hang on a sec, buddy. We've got a really, really bad connection. There's all kinds of echo. So we're gonna call Gene back and see if we can get him on a better line here, and see what happens. But basically, let me just talk about this for a minute, because I spent a lot of years in that industry, and I consider it somewhat of a failure of an industry to actually communicate effectively and stave off the others. Remember, we were talking about the whole probability-based thing, and while that's great and that's fine and dandy, I also explained that if you retire on the wrong day, you got big potential trouble. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. In 1926 through 1928, 3 years, 26, 27, 28, what do you suppose the compounded growth rate for the stock market, the Standard & Poor's 500 was? It was 30.1%. So 1926, 27, 28, 30% per year. So you go into 1929, you say, oh, I've done so well. I'm up almost 100% in the last 3 years. I'm going to retire. I'm going to take 4, 5, 6, whatever percent out of my portfolio. Everything is groovy. And the next 10 years produced returns compounded of minus 0.8%. Now, when you're taking money out of a portfolio that drops some 70-80% the next year, and even with the tremendous bounce back and recovery to get you to a minus 0.8 over the ensuing decade, you got big trouble in retirement. And this is the point, and we've got Gene back, we'll try it again. This is the point that I wanted to make with Gene, and why the industry, in my opinion, has failed miserably to be able to get that point across, because the other guys, Gene, the other guys are winning the argument, the speculators that are saying, yeah, it's no big deal. Just put your money into a diversified portfolio, take a systematic withdrawal, and I guess hope you die before you run out of money.
Yeah, the operative word there is hope. I can't really address that in a way that I think that you want, because the difference between the two products, I mean, the two concepts of safety and building a retirement account systematically over a long time without actually having any kind of excitement to it. I mean, it's not exciting to get, you know, money in and growing at 5 or 6 or 7% a year, as opposed to having money that will go and get a 15 or 20% in the big years. There's nobody that's going to feel like they're getting rich, and that's the motivator.
So when you talk about that, explain, because I think we're going to have to bail on this line, but explain to our listeners why they should consider an annuity.
Well, they should consider annuity when they have a good advisor that can basically show them the way that money accumulates on a tax standard basis, and then distributes it in retirement, where you can get all of the income and all of the principal guaranteed for the rest of your life. And it's institutionally guaranteed, as opposed to a financial advisor that says, well, I'm going to do the best job I can to, you know, give you your 4% a year. There are extremely quality products out there that do an excellent job of not only helping you prepare for retirement in, say, the last 5 to 15 years before you retire, and then to provide a secure, predictable income that you know will last the rest of your life.
All right, hang on just a second, my friend. We got to take a quick break. You can get a hold of Gene at safemoneymonitor.com, SafeMoneyMonitor.com. Everybody needs to have some safe money in their portfolio. If that safe money happens to also have a little string attached to it that says, we'll also guarantee you an income for the rest of your life, regardless of how long you live, and you can blend that into your portfolio. My question is, why not? SafeMoneyMonitor.com. We'll be back.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Some of you are saying, well, that Gene Pastula guy, he's a sponsor of the Ray Lucia Show, and he's just on the air to try to pitch people on doing annuities. And I will tell you this, as we get Gene back on the line, before we get him back on the line, I have studied this. And so during the break, I decided to read at least an excerpt from the Wharton Financial Institutions Center policy brief on personal finance, investing your lump sum at retirement. And I want you to pay close attention to how many economists and finance professors from all over the world agree with Mr. Pastula that annuitizing a substantial portion of one's retirement wealth is the best thing that you can do. I stole that quote, by the way, but allow me if I may. Economists have come to agreement from Germany to New Zealand and from Israel to Canada that annuitization of a substantial portion of retirement wealth is the best way to go. Gene's not saying that. I'm not saying that. The Wharton Financial Institution Center is saying it's the best way to go. They go on. The list of economists who have discovered this includes some of the most prominent in the world, among whom are Nobel Prize winners. Studies supporting this conclusion have been conducted at such heralded universities and business schools as MIT, the Wharton School, Berkeley, Chicago, Yale, Harvard, London Business School, Illinois, Hebrew University, and Carnegie Mellon, just to name a few. The value of annuities in retirement seems to be a rare area of consensus among economists. We have Gene Pastula back on the line. Gene, I hope you heard that quote. I'm sure you've read the study.
Many times.
This is just one study of literally dozens from Morningstar, from Ibbotson, that all say the same thing. If you want to retire in comfort and safety, you don't have to annuitize all your money, but you should annuitize some of your money. What say you?
Well, and if you really think about it, the alternative to that is to take whatever you've accumulated for retirement and use that to provide you with income. And what your planner or advisor will tell you is, okay, we can take 3 or 4% per year of your value, and you can spend that every year. And you say, wait a minute, I've got $1 million in my account, and you're telling me I can take $30,000 to $40,000 and pay taxes on that, and that's all I get? Well, we have to make sure that it'll last as long as you do. Okay, and will you guarantee that that'll happen? And they say, well, of course not. I can't guarantee it, but we'll do the best we can. An annuity uses an institution in actuarial science to calculate how much of both sides of that money you can use, how much of your principal and how much of your return you can use, and regardless of how the interest rates work. Regardless of whether it's 2% or 11% or 6% in any given year, it doesn't really matter because they give you the absolute most money that you can take from your retirement assets that you commit to them and guarantee it for the rest of your life, even if they make a mistake and you outlive it. And that's what makes this thing so good.
Here's what's really interesting. Gene, I've been sitting here doing research while you're talking. That's the good part about you talking so much, is I get to look stuff up while you're talking. And but here's what Dr. Fowl had to say about this. With a real return of zero, he says, the annuity payout rate based on an actuarially fair annuity with this mortality data that he was reviewing is 5.66%. He goes on to say, meanwhile, for someone who doesn't buy an annuity, they have to plan for a potential lifespan of 35 years, exactly what you were saying, with a zero return on assets to smooth consumption across their potential lifetime. They could spend just $2.86 per year, or 2.86%, about half. And that's the difference, because you have to account for longevity risk and investment risk. Pretty correct. Compelling argument when you've got finance professors from all around the world agreeing, who rarely agree on anything, and the academic research supporting the fact that with mortality credits, which is really what you're alluding to, the technical term, the mortality credits give an individual the ability to spend more money without having to worry about running out of it. And again, you're not advocating putting all of one's portfolio in an annuity, correct?
No. Each individual situation will stand on its own, and it depends on the circumstances, the amount of money you have, and the like. My mother, when she was 75, we committed, she didn't have a whole lot, but we committed 75% of her money to an annuity because at that age, her income from an annuity was equaled 7.5% of the money that we put in each year, and guaranteed it for the rest of her life. Doing it with a more traditional, using the stocks and bonds in her portfolio and what have you, she was taking 3.5. We were doubling the amount of money that she could get and live on and enjoy.
What's interesting is I know this because you told me last week your mom is still alive and kicking. What is she, 94 now?
Yeah, we'll be 94 this year. Mm-hmm.
And she may have another, 6-8 years left. Who knows? And that money is still guaranteed. I want to change gears real quick back to the Retirement Confidence Survey 2016, because this is another dismal statistic that most people are ignoring. But the percentage of individuals that are very confident about paying for their long-term care expenses in retirement, it's gotten better. In 2013, it was only 16% of people. It's still pretty bad at about 1 in 4. My question is, what are the other 3 in 4 going to do that aren't confident that they'll be able to meet long-term care expenditures in retirement?
I don't know, but I do know that they are the ones that are going to would benefit the most by annuitizing their whatever amount that they have put aside for retirement, because it's the only thing that's going to give them the maximum utilization of their money and guarantee that they'll never outlive the income. So those people will probably be big annuity buyers. Just on the surface with just the income and with not dealing with the other issues in their portfolio. But it's sad and it's very difficult. And now I get calls all the time. They want me to to show them how they can take a very modest amount and make a good income out of it, and they've got 5 years to do that. That's just it's too late then.
Here's what folks need to do. There's no question about it. It starts with some kind of a game plan in writing, and that's what you'll get when you go to safemoneymonitor.com. Ask Gene to put together a game plan for you. You don't have to do anything with it. Just read it and understand it, and then compare it to what you're doing and what your advisor is recommending. Safemoneymonitor.com, 800-809-9000. 800-809-6783. 800-809-6783. Gino, we got the phone line squared away. Are you hitting the golf course today or just relaxing in the desert?
No, actually, I'm relaxing, but as soon as I get through here, I've got to get dressed for business and go into town for a luncheon meeting. So today is a work day for me.
All right. Gene Pastula from Safe Money Monitor. That's what he does. He monitors all of the different ways that you can safely invest your money with the emphasis on A, not losing any principal, and or B, establishing some mechanism for guaranteeing you an income. And it doesn't have to be one or the other. Sometimes you get both, and you don't have to make that decision today. That's why you go to safemoneymonitor.com or to simply call this number. Write it down, 800-809-6783. That's Gene Pastula. Thank you very much, Gino. We'll talk to you again next week. And if you want to chat with me, best thing to do right now is to shoot me an email. Go to raylucia.com, click on the Ask Ray button, and send me an email. It'll come right to my iPhone, which is right here in my hand, and I'll get your email amongst the others that I have to get to. raylucia.com or ray@raylucia.com.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one. It's easier than you think. By refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line. Like a boss. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health, Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Max.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive. And I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Ray Lucia program, bringing you the best in money information. If you missed that last segment, I apologize for the phone line problem in the first segment with Gino. But we got it cleared up there in the second segment. And it's so, so important, because here's the, if there's only one thing that you take from this show, is when I bring you the information, understand that there's been some research behind those recommendations, if you will. And again, I don't make recommendations on this program, but my guests sometimes do. My only recommendation is get yourself a really good financial advisor and go through the math and have them produce for you the research that supports any recommendation. Because the concept, Bobby, of let me just draw you a nice pretty pie chart, mm-hmm. and put a spigot on it and just send you a check and then automatically rebalance your portfolio. You know, from 1975 to 1999, that worked magnificently well. But since that time, not so much.
No!
Remember, bond yields were 8%. I mean, bonds produced an 8% return for 30 years compounded, you know, from like 1951 to 2011. I mean, it's like, and not 51, but whatever it is, 30 years, whatever, 30 from 2011, 71, 81, well, anyway, 81. That's an 8% return. You can't assume that bonds over the next 30 years are going to do 8%. I mean, come on. Since 1950, they're probably closer to 5% or 4.5%. So you can't make the numbers work doing the pie chart thing with any degree of certainty, and that's the difference. And that's what I was trying to get through, Bobby, with Gino at safemoneymonitor.com. Just take a look at it. Take a look at it and compare it to the alternative, but don't compare it to the alternative of stocks doing 10% and bonds doing 5 or 6% for the next 30 years, because that may not happen. Next hour, I'll cover more on that article that Paul Merriman wrote for MarketWatch on luck. Mm. Because I don't know, if you're anything like me, your luck stinks when it comes to investing and timing. Every time, Bobby, that there was a great opportunity in real estate, I didn't have money. And every time that, you know, I had money, the market was trading at record highs. Just think about that. My timing sucks. My life sucks when it comes to having the money when I need to have the money. It's just the way it was either college for the kid. Mm-hmm. Okay, do I put my kids through college or do I be an investor?
You should have told them, kids, hold off.
Yeah, but if you would have only known.
Yep.
All right, let's do some emails. What do you say?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll go out to Sammamish, Washington. Lawrence. Hi, Ray. Love the show. Thank you, Lawrence. I appreciate it, buddy. I have a super achieving 26-year-old daughter making $200K. Wow. Do you feel like a loser now, Bob?
Yeah, man. Christina needs to step her game up.
She maxes out her 401k and Roth IRA. We're trying to reduce her future taxes, and we've looked at HSA, 529 contributions, and charitable gift funds. What other tax strategies can you recommend? Well, I'm not so sure the charitable gift fund for a 26-year-old is going to work out that well. The HSA probably isn't going to work either because she probably has a health plan from her work. If she can do an HSA through work, I think I did a program not too long ago that said, ain't nothing better. There's nothing better than an HSA in terms of being able to put money in and pull it out tax-free for medical expenses later on, like long-term care and all that. Highly recommend the HSA. There is one other strategy that's phenomenal for a 26-year-old that has surplus cash, as long as this high-achieving 26-year-old continues to highly achieve and can afford to overfund a life insurance policy. Yeah, that's what I said. And again, if you want the research on that, just get a hold of me, email me, and I'll be happy to give it to you. If she was 56, not as good. At 26, absolutely one of the best things you can do. Not better than a 401k, not necessarily better than a Roth, but it's like a Roth without restrictions. You put money into a low-load life insurance policy. Index universal life, could even be whole life or universal variable at her age. But a good advisor can coach her through the different options. But the money grows on a tax-deferred basis. And remember, if you overfund it, you're not paying the big loads that you pay if you underfund a policy. And the money grows tax-deferred. And whenever she needs money, she can borrow that money out at a very, very, very competitive interest rates. Many times they call them wash loans, pay it back on her own schedule. And at retirement, she can convert those loans into a guaranteed income stream for the rest of her life. It's like buying an annuity, only better, because an annuity produces partially tax-free, partially taxable gains. A life insurance policy, if you do it correctly, can produce tax-free income for life. Again, you need a good planner. Philip, Mesa, Arizona. I'd like to know if it makes sense to pay off our first mortgage with a second mortgage, our second mortgage. Our first mortgage has a payoff balance of $39K and has a 15-year 4.25% mortgage. There's only 3.5 years left on this mortgage. Our second mortgage has 2.4% variable interest rate. We have $92,500 limit on it. We only have a $21,000 balance. Listen, it's always better to pay off a 4.25% loan with a 2.4% loan. Forget interest deductions. You're not getting any interest deduction, more than likely. But yes, if you have the ability to continue to pay all of them off over the next 3 years, because I would make a bet here. I would make a bet that mortgage rates are probably not going to go from 2.4, second mortgage rates, from 2.4 to well over 4.25 over the next couple of years. So I would say yes, go ahead and do it. Get both of those suckas paid off, and then you'll have no mortgage payments, and you'll be in high cotton, as they say, for your retirement. Michelle, Rachel, Reed, Derek, all of y'all will get to you next hour. There is another hour of this program. For those radio and TV stations that don't get it, get the podcast. Go to Ray at RayLucia.biz talk radio.
ray@biztalkradio.com.
That's what I meant
there
to say.
Yep.
Or just go to raylucia.com, click on the Ask Ray button, shoot me an email. Love to hear from you. Now, go out and make it a fantabulous day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.